You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vodrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And for the first time since lockdown began, it's been quite a news-heavy week. There's a lot of exciting projects that have been announced, most of which aren't going to come about for like another month or so at the earliest, so I'm saving some of them for future episodes of this podcast. But the Theatre Cafe are going to be launching a new web series. The London Coliseum are going to be streaming a load of live concerts throughout September. It sort of feels, for the first time in a long time, like we're beginning to move back towards the usual buzz of news in the theatre community. And I think the cast announcement for Frozen in the West End a couple of weeks ago was really something of a turning point in that regard, because even though we don't know where things are going or, you know, how long it'll be before we're able to start going back to the theatre properly, these little announcements for future projects that keep popping up just kind of give a glimmer of hope. They show that the cogs are still turning behind the scenes and that there are things to look forward to. So watch out for more news about some of those over the next few weeks here on Spotlight On. But tonight, I thought I'd stick with the news theme and kind of follow on from last week's episode about Andrew Lloyd Webber, because one of the big discussion points of the past week has been the Phantom of the Opera. Now, in case you missed it, everything kind of kicked off when Cameron McIntosh, who's one of the biggest theatre producers in the West End and who co-produces Phantom of the Opera along with Andrew Lloyd Webber's production company, The Really Useful Group. Well, Cameron McIntosh wrote a piece in the Evening Standard about Andrew Lloyd Webber's trial experiment at a socially distanced performance at the London Palladium last week, which I talked about in last week's Spotlight On, if you want to hear more. And Cameron McIntosh kind of focused on the difficulties of it all. I don't think he was trying to be mean or malicious. He was just calling out the ridiculousness of trying to run a theatre when you've only got 30% capacity. And social distancing doesn't work at the theatre. It was a great experiment that Andrew Lloyd Webber ran. I think it's given us a lot to take forward, but a socially distanced audience really detracts from the theatre experience, both in terms of economic viability, but also the atmosphere for the audience and performers. Anyway, there's plenty more on that in last Sunday's Spotlight On if you're interested. The point here is that Cameron McIntosh wrote this article about that test performance and dropped into it that he had, and I quote, permanently shut down the London and UK touring productions of The Phantom of the Opera. And everyone went mental, because Phantom is the second longest running musical in the West End. It has a lot of diehard fans, and it's a surefire hit that will keep bringing audiences in as long as it's playing. So the idea that it's been permanently shut down because of coronavirus was a big scare to a lot of people. Well, I can tell you, here and now, if you're one of the people who's worried about Phantom closing, or if you just have a few questions, I can tell you that Phantom isn't closing. I repeat, it is not closing. It will be back. It's just shutting for now. It's basically going to do what Cameron McIntosh did with Les Miserables last year, and they're closing the show so that the theatre and the set can undergo some much needed maintenance and repair work. Like, some of the sets used in the West End version of Phantom have been there from the start. They're over 30 years old. They need some work. But it's such a popular show that there's never really been the chance to do any major repairs. So actually the fact that we're at this point where the show literally can't be on, it's provided quite a good opportunity for some of that work to go ahead. So all the permanently shutting down worries essentially just mean that it won't be one of the first shows to open as and when theatres go back. There's work to be done, and this is the time to do it. But Phantom is not leaving the West End, and it certainly hasn't been closed down forever. Now, the other slight issue to throw into the mix is whether the original production returns or not, which is a slightly more complicated topic. And again, comparing it to Les Mis, which is another of Cameron Mackintosh's shows, the version of Les Mis that came back after that theatre closed for renovations isn't technically the same show that left. Like, it's the same in all the ways that matter. It's still the same plot, the same characters, the same songs. Jean Valjean doesn't suddenly get caught 10 minutes into it and then they end the show there and everyone goes home early. Like, it is the same show. It's just the staging has changed, so they took out the revolving stage, and some of the orchestrations and, like, incidental background music have altered slightly. But it's all tiny stuff that, as an audience member, you, A, wouldn't really notice, and B, certainly wouldn't detract from the show. But going back to Phantom, people are worried that the temporary closing for repairs might mean that when it comes back, it too won't technically be the original version, and that some of those little changes might have also been made to streamline it, or to make it slightly cheaper to perform, or just cut back on the scale of it all. Now, Andrew Lloyd Webber has promised that it will be the original version that returns, but currently the go-to line being put out in official statements is that it'll be a brand new physical production. So by the sounds of it, any potential changes, at the moment at least, only relate to the staging, which does make sense because it is mostly the sets that need repair work. And while Phantom is renowned for its spectacular sets and scenery, it might interest you to know that the same wording, that is, a brand new physical production, is the exact same phrase that was used to describe the international tour of Phantom last year, where the set cost $10 million to make and was specifically designed to look exactly like the version of the show you would see if you went to Her Majesty's Theatre in the West End. Now, I didn't see the tour, I can't comment on whether that was achieved or not, but certainly if you've got that kind of money to throw at a show, chances are whatever you end up with is going to be pretty damn spectacular, so I don't think we need to worry about it just yet. So I hope that's put you somewhat at ease, whether you were worried about Phantom closing, or whether you weren't really sure what was going on, or whether it's just something that, you know, you'd kind of been wondering about. I hope that this podcast has covered all the bases and brought you up to speed. Essentially, though, we don't know when, and we don't fully know how, but Phantom will be back. We haven't lost it from the West End, and we certainly aren't going to lose it anytime soon. Heck, Andrew Lloyd Webber has just taken out a 50-year lease on the theatre, so chances are he's being pretty optimistic about the future of Phantom. And, well, as with anything at the moment, we'll just have to see where it goes and take it from there. So on that note, I'll say goodbye for this week. I'll be back again next Sunday at 6 for a new Spotlight On, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.